This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial, defense arguing Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AB Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Over the first hour of a rare Saturday Senate session, the lawyers focused on what they say was the president appropriately urging Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden.
The president did absolutely nothing wrong.
The president did absolutely nothing wrong.
The evidence is actually really overwhelming that the president did nothing wrong.
The Trump team says House prosecutors spent 3 days holding back key evidence and asking the Senate to do what it's never done, remove a president from office.
And they're asking you to do it with no evidence.
White House counsel Pat Cipollone says Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election and keep the president from being reelected. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And after the president's legal team started its case, House impeachment managers held a news conference to rebut some of the points made in the arguments, saying that the president should allow administration officials to testify to the Senate. Lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff asked why President Trump doesn't want people like acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney and former national security advisor John Bolton to testify.
So why is it that the administration doesn't want them outed? Why doesn't the administration want them to talk to the American people? Because they know it would only incriminate the president.
The president is accused of abusing his power by asking Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden and then obstructing congressional investigations of the alleged abuse. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country is facing a grave situation because of coronavirus that has now killed at least 56 people. Xi held a meeting Saturday as the country tried to contain the outbreak. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has details.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. The region is grappling with hundreds of patients affected by the virus in treatment, some of which are critically ill. And the virus is spreading across the world.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan spoke to victims of a powerful earthquake Saturday. It killed at least 29 people, wounded more than 1,400. Erdogan canceled his plans in Istanbul Saturday and traveled to inspect rescue efforts. Searchers continued to dig through the rubble of several buildings, with some people found alive and rescued on Saturday. Magnitude 6.8 quake. It hit a province in eastern Turkey late Friday, and more than 350 aftershocks have been followed by the main event. Hundreds of Lebanese gathered outside Beirut's central government building Saturday to reject the newly formed cabinet. Protesters breached tight security around the building, removing a metal gate and barbed wire, and prompting security forces to respond with water cannon and tear gas. Protesters say the new cabinet formed this week represents a corrupt, long-serving political class. They've been protesting against it since October. A new government was formed Tuesday, and protesters, even though they rejected it as a rubber stamp for traditional political parties, are now split over whether to continue protesting or withdraw from the streets to give the new cabinet a chance. And Boeing completed the maiden flight on one of the world's largest twin-engine jetliner, the 777X, as the embattled plane maker steps up competition with European rival Airbus. The new plane will enter intercontinental service in 2021. Flight is a boost for Boeing as it grapples with a broadening crisis over the 737 MAX, which has been grounded since March following two fatal crashes. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.